because it's already right there. We are each whole within ourselves. We are complete. No matter what you're going through, you're wholly perfect and complete. I am, you are. And when we really understand that that life that lives within us is wanting our highest and greatest good, that we have to be that sacred unit within ourselves. And we can stop and say, oh, right where I am, individualized as me, is the God of my being. Whether you like the word God or not, you can change it to infinite spirit. You can change it to the divine. You can change it to the beloved one. Whatever it is, there is only one life, and it is the life you're living right now. And it is here to support you, to support me. So I'm going to invite us this morning that we become open to the unity, to our unity with life and with each other. Because you see, I believe we first must begin with the unity and the completeness that lives within us. It is the life that breathes in us and is who we are. When we can truly know this and feel the unity that we have with all of life, with each other, alive within us. And if you're not sure of that today, just go along, play the game with me, okay? Because you see, it's got to start somewhere. It's like I used to sit in church and I used to say, well, I'd really like to believe that. I didn't always. And it's okay. Because we begin at the beginning of wherever we are. Feeling of unity is alive within us. When we begin to live in and from our own divine perfection, we learn that everything we will ever need is right here, right now, present and available for us. Melissa said it. She said, the more I trust God in my life, the more things just seem to show up. That's the way it's supposed to be. We have to accept that the presence of God is for us, never against us, is greater within us than we have ever thought possible. Yes? Yeah. Everybody? Nobody? Yes. Just say yes. Makes me happy. Thank you. Ernest Holmes, our founder, shortly before he passed, this was his sermon by the sea. And one of the things he said is, everything that lives proclaims the glory of God. Every person who exists manifests the life of God. One mind by which we think, one body of which we are a part of, and one light that liveth, that lighteth every pathway. That lighteth every pathway. Unity is the foundation of all that there is. I'm going to invite you to breathe that in today and breathe it past whatever you might be struggling with or questioning. Because as we ingest this idea, we are all connected. We're connected, each one of us, a unique expression of the whole of life. And we have a right to this life. And we have a right to live it more abundantly, more joyously than we have maybe been living it up till now. We have to ask the question. Does what I wish to do and what I am doing express more life? Do my thoughts create more happiness, more peace, and at the same time harm no one? If you can answer this from the positive, then congratulate yourself. If what you are doing or thinking is at the expense of anyone or harming others, then we need to stop and rethink how we are using our life force. I don't know about you, but when I'm driving, it tells me where I am consciously. Anybody? When I'm driving, it tells me if I'm in unity or if I'm separate from everybody else and I've got my own intention. This is my lane. I'm not going to let you in. Anybody? Or you speed up so they can't get in front of you. I have to wake myself up and I have to say, really, Maggie, where are you? Thank God it doesn't say Reverend on my license plate. You know, I see a lot of reverends putting that on their license plate, and I go, ooh, well, you have to behave. See, driving helps me check where's my consciousness. Am I open? Am I receptive? Or am I being selfish, self-centered? I invite you to look at that because it tells us more about ourselves, at least it does for me, even better than when I'm in a group. Because, see, we come here and we know everybody likes us, everybody's happy. Oh, it's good to see you, yeah. We get out there. You know, the other church that I was at, there was a certain place that we had to get in the right lane to go on the freeway. But there'd be a long line of cars in that lane on Sunday morning. And so I go really fast in the left lane and then cut in. And I announced this one day in class when I was teaching. And somebody in the class said, yes, I know, Reverend Maggie, we see you doing that on Sunday. I went, oh. See, I didn't think anybody saw me. Check on that. Check on yourself, because you're the only one that lives with you. And so this last week, I had to go into Santa Rosa, and I like to go through the Napa way, and between Napa and Sonoma, there's God bless them, a long line of people, and there's only one lane each way. And so I'm in this really long line, and I see way up ahead of me, I see this man who pulled out of his driveway, and he had tried to get across, but nobody let him in, so he had to back up. And I said, okay, God, I can see he needs some help. And so I look behind me, and I've got a whole line of cars, and I thought, I can control that line. No, I didn't say that. But it's powerful. Okay, so I start saying, you know, I could see this man really needs to get in. So I started to slow down, and then I realized the cars in front of me were stopped because there's this whole section that the signal, it's really cute. It's really a fun time on early morning. And so the cars way in front of me stopped, so I stopped way back here. And then I saw that only three cars were coming, but I stopped way back so that he could see that he could get across. And sure enough, there was an opening, and he got across. But it's the first time this ever happened that I allowed somebody, you know, room to move in there. I do that often, let me tell you. But this guy threw me kisses. I felt good all day. Try it. When somebody lets you in, throw them a kiss. Tell them how great they are. It was so much fun. I'm just waving at him. Life is good, and we're in unity with life, or we're pushing against it. We're trying to beat everybody else out of it. I don't know about you, but I want to be in unity. Living in unity is learning to live in community. And it might be overwhelming to step into unity with all the rest of life out there, but I believe that's why we want to be in community. This is our reason for being in this community, is to practice and learn how to love each other in spite of sometimes our differences, because of our differences. Because, you know, I say it often, a room full of Maggies would not be that much fun. I love that you're here. I love that you want to learn and grow, that we want to learn and grow together. And learning to relate to people in unity in our community helps us to venture out there in some of the most difficult times. Because here we get life's tools and we get that sense of greater confidence in ourselves. Ooh, I am in unity. I'm going to throw kisses at the other drivers. Creating unity first in this community helps each one of us come into our self-accepting of who we truly are, because we get to practice that here. A unique, diverse individual, each are. And becoming our greater self as we together learn to accept our divinity and our differences, who we each are. Thank God we're different. Thank God we're unique. See, we're each divine, diverse, unique expressions of life and living. I didn't know this early on. I thought I had to be like everybody else, and boy, did I try. And in my trying, I almost killed myself. I certainly felt that my spirit was dead. And so when we realize that every part of us, that we're accepting these parts of us that we have, and so at times, yes, we've had bad thoughts and thinking we're not good enough, and we've all made mistakes and wished we would have done it differently, and hopefully in our mistakes we didn't harm anybody else, but if we did, forgive me. Stopping today to accept all we've ever been, the good and the bad, the ugly, the not so attractive part of us. When we accept that, yeah, I did that. Not going to do it again, is really what we want to be able to say to ourselves, because that's where our personal freedom exists. That we accept everything, the good, bad, and the ugly parts of us. Best we could do at the time. God holds nothing against us. We hold against ourselves. So we have to remember that we're spiritual beings having a human experience. And I don't know about you, but it isn't always easy to have these human experiences, is it? No, we give it a best shot. When we feel ourselves or another as limited or less than, then we are in judgment of ourselves. We have to stop that. Yeah, we're going to see other people's mistakes, but when we see someone else's mistakes, then we want to stop and do prayer for them. We want to see that the greater good is taking place in their lives. We don't have to know how. We just have to know that that is the truth, not only in our lives, but in each other's lives. That's what we do, in my opinion, in community, not point out people's faults. As we believe, so it will show up in our lives. Because you see, if I'm against you, then against me is going to show up in my life, because life is a mirror. We lose our unity with life. We have become separate from our good when we judge others. Not long ago, I was really struggling with a huge issue. It was huge. Because when we're struggling with something, we're blinded by its bigness. Anybody been blinded by bigness? Talking to my practitioner, you know, I've had a practitioner for 30 years now. Not the same one, because I'm growing, I'm moving, I'm expanding. So my practitioner's changed along the way. Because it's important for me to stay connected and centered to my own being. And so as I'm telling him this story of the bigness of my problem, he listens and he asks me, Maggie, where is God in this event? I was very quiet. I said, God God isn't there. Maybe breathe into that. See, I had left God out of the problem. I was separate. I was struggling on my own with life's events. And we all need times when we need to be reminded, oh, yeah, I could have God instead. Every once in a while I do, okay, I'm spiritual leader. That's right. I'm supposed to lead this community, not follow in the difficulties. Here in his home said it. He said, have you misplaced God? Well, that's what I did. So back to God, back to our divine nature is what we need to do. That's why we have practitioners. That's what practitioners are all about. That's when you want to ask for prayer. It's like you don't have to have a problem. You just ask for prayer to be centered in the light and the love and the glory of God, because this is our birthright. Spiritual beings having a human experience. Talking poorly about somebody and not praying for them is not something we really want to do, because it separates us from our good. When we pray for the highest good of all and the harm of none, we return to our unity, our own unity. Because I don't know about you, but when I make mistakes, God, I hope you're all praying for me, because I am for you. We have to call on spirit support to help us with our clarity, with our understanding, with our right thinking. And feeling sorry for yourself or anyone else adds to the difficulty. I've wallowed in self-pity a lot. Didn't get me anywhere. It shatters us into our own personal separation. Deepak Chopra said it really well. He said, primary indicators of unity are, one, you stop worrying. Number two, things don't bother you anymore, not as much as they used to. Number three, you become lighthearted and joy-filled. Coincidences and synchronicity just happen. We call them miracles, but in truth, when we stay open to that light, that love of spirit, then we come into unity with all of life, and life is here to serve us, not harm us. So let's see that life is serving us. Let's open the door and allow spirit to come in. We don't have to know how. We just have to know that the need is there, and we call upon it, and we watch it in action. Yes? Okay, let's take that into prayer. So we just take this moment. Well, we recognize there is only one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing essence by whatever name, God, the infinite, the divine, the beloved. There's only one. And it is the very life and breath that breathes uniquely and divinely, expressing in and through and as my very being, as each and every one here this morning. And those that can't be with us today, right where they are, God is. I'm knowing and accepting that where anybody is in need of a healing, where there is a heaviness in heart or heaviness in soul, right now we call forth that power, that presence, that love of God to work in our lives and their life, our beloveds. And we call forth a healing. We don't have to know how. We just know it is the power of God moving in and through every aspect, every piece of our lives. With God, all things are possible. And so we stay open to the possibilities. We stay open to the clarity and the wisdom and the unity with all that is and all that is yet to be. And so we bless this time together as we bless each other, knowing and accepting that the life that we live is unique and marvelous and wonderful. Spiritual beings having a human experience. Loving every moment of it. And changing and shifting and growing and expanding. And creating an atmosphere where we can take out into the world blessings for all of humanity. This is what I know. That the mystery and the miracles are yet to be revealed in each and every one of our lives, moment by moment by moment. For we are blessed, and we are a blessing. So we just release this, my word, into that infinite, all-loving, all-knowing, all-powerful presence of God, knowing it is already complete, that the healing has taken place. Greater truth is revealed in and through and as each one of us. And if you're in agreement, please join me in saying, and so it is, and so it shall be. Amen. Giving. Who are our ushers today? Okay. It's all good. There's no judgment. Okay, let's take our gift and place it on our hearts and say our giving affirmation. God is my source, my substance, and my supply. I am blessed, and so it is. Bless your ushers as they come through. You going to give us a drum solo? Yeah. Yeah, we want that, don't we? Yes. Everybody say yes. All right. some love. Woo-hoo! Brian. Okay, with that kind of energy and vitality, we bless all these gifts. We know and accept that they go beyond these walls, they heal, they prosper, they return to us, multiplied and magnified. We know this is the truth. We let it be so. So it is. Amen. Woo-hoo!
What's happening? Look at what's happening. Welcome. Welcome this morning. This is the first Sunday in October, so those of you with an October birthday, please stand up and let us honor you right now. Recovery birthday, October birthday. Susan.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Susan. Happy birthday to you.
And many more. All right. Susan got a solo all for herself. Good for you. And now Jess Holler is going to come up and talk about mom's best something or other. You bringing your mom to church?
Well, that might be a little difficult, Mark, but anyway. Anyway, hey, this is a final reminder. Next Friday night, we're having Mom's Best Potluck. We always look forward to our potlucks. They're a lot of fun here. We have a lot of laughs and share a lot of stories and all. And just to, again, remind you, some of you might not have been here when we described what this means. We all have great memories of something that mom made that you always looked forward to. Now, it could have been your mom, and maybe it was your friend's mom down the street, but, you know, that great mac and cheese or something that you always looked forward to. Or it was a dessert. Maybe it was your birthday. Maybe it was that favorite cake or something that that she made just for you. So we're encouraging you to come up with that recipe. Maybe you don't have it, but you can kind of think through, I know my mom made this Mexican dish that I don't have the recipe, but I'm going to fake it. I'm going to try to do what she made that I always look forward to. So far, we have 7 signups for main dishes. We have a couple of desserts also. So if you have a favorite dessert that you'd like to do, great. We'd love to have you. It's this Friday at 6 o'clock. Calling the crew that is always ready, you know who you are. If you could come in about 4:30, we could move the chairs and set up the tables and all that, so that would be appreciated. Anybody who can make it at 4:30 to get set up. One other thing about it, we're experimenting with something a little different. We all have become more conscious of Mother Earth and taking good care of what we have here. And we're encouraging you to pack your own dishes and silverware and even a drinking glass with you. It might seem a little awkward at first, but it's an easy thing to do when you get the hang of it. Just pack it in a bag, and then you take it home with you to get it cleaned up. We will have paper plates here and cups, of course, for those who don't bring it. But we're encouraging you to do that. So we're hoping to see just a great turnout on Friday night, 6 o'clock. Again, the setup crew, if you could be here at 4:30, we'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jess. That's all I got. Okay, okay, that's this Friday at 6 o'clock. It's going to be fun. This is hot off the... these What's Happening things are on the back of your bulletin for your convenience. Most of these things and some other things are on there, so please take it home. Food Access Saturday in Grass Valley is this Saturday, October 12th. Do you know someone who's might have a little trouble getting through the month? United Way, Interfaith Ministries, and Nevada County are extending this program to working adults residing in Nevada County.